On this episode of the podcast, it's a family reunion. Got to have a family reunion. Oh man, I know I can't sing, but hey, I'm trying. I'm also trying to make my program seem like a family, but I need your help. And speaking of help, here's something that may help you. Yes, yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the After the Bell Rings podcast. I am your host, Micah Barnes. This is probably going to be a short one. And this episode is inspired about, I get inspirations from a lot of places, from other people's videos, from personal experiences, from conversations, and just a lot of different sources, a lot of different things that happen to me throughout the day. But this particular episode, I wanted to talk about a recent inspiration I got from one of my favorite entrepreneurs named Gary Vaynerchuk. Some of you may have heard of him, or know him as Gary V. He had a video recently where he advises an entrepreneur or advises a business to treat your business like your child. And when I heard that, anytime you hear something, you automatically relate it to yourself. Like, how does this relate to me? Or you pick things in your history or your background or even in your current that could apply to that particular situation. So when he said, raise your business like your child, I'm thinking, okay, I don't have a business necessarily. I treat it like a business. I have a youth program that I treat like a business. So how do I treat my youth program? How do I treat it like my child? And what he advised this particular entrepreneur, or what he, I don't know about what he advised, but what he said was that he put it in context of an actual child. So between startup or between between 0 and 4, you're kind of just building, the child up and just kind of setting the parameters of the home, setting values and things like that. Maybe from 5 to, I don't remember exactly what he said, maybe like 5 to 18, and you actually start putting, and you can actually grow it a little bit more. And then from 20 or 25 and on, then you get people who contribute back to the business, and you have more loyal customers. People are staying laid and they're really working for you because they see you as kind of like a father figure. So I related that analogy to my youth program and said, because I've only been there for a year. I've been there for 2 years. So I've only had this youth program for 2 years, and I'm thinking, what are the values? What are the core values that I want my business, that I want my youth program to be known for? And for me, I knew it right off the bat. I knew it even before I started the youth program. I knew it like before I even wanted a business, or before I even had the idea of wanting a business. And it came from my personal life. Is I want my business, I want my program, I want anything I run to be family. I want it to be an extension of my family. I want the kids to see each other as brothers and sisters, no matter what their differences. And trust me, there are a lot of them. No matter what their difference is, no matter how different they look to each other, no matter how different they talk to each other, no matter how different their ideas are to each other, no matter how different their families are, no matter what schools they go to, no matter what their background, no matter what their interests, no matter what anything, my goal is to allow them, was to encourage them to see each other as brothers and sisters. Because we're all in the same situation. We all congregate in the same room. There at the Y, we all go through pretty much the same things. So I want us to really be family. So between the inception of the program and even past that 4 years that Gary talked about, even into year five and on into year 20, if that's what will happen, I want these kids, I want all of my volunteers, I want advisors and anybody else to really see this group as a family. Like I treat it that way. I have literally told my kids, told the kids in my program, look, I see you guys as my little brothers. I told one kid, look, I interviewed him. I said, look, you like my little brother. And he took that to heart because I think he didn't have an older brother, or his older brother was absent from his life. And my hope was in me saying that, like that would not only strengthen our relationship and the relationship of the group, but also to inform him. Like I wanted to be an example to him of what a brother was like, what an older brother was like, because he is an older brother. He has a younger brother. And I've seen them interact, and it wasn't the most positive experience for the younger brother. And it wasn't the most positive experience for the younger brother. And me being a younger brother, I kind of identified with that just because when you haven't, like, oh, that sibling rivalry, man, that older younger brother clash a lot. It's just a lot of different dynamics that happen in the home that I saw opportunity in that could be strengthened. And I've been fortunate enough with my older brother to be able to strengthen that bond, and we worked on that together. So I wanted to kind of be an example to this guy in my youth, in my program, to say, look, this is how an older brother is supposed to treat his younger brother. But even with that, and with some of the other kids, and it's tough to do it with the girls. Like, hey, I see you as my younger sister. That can get a little dicey, but I think just the openness. I don't want to define that relationship. I want them to be able to define it. Like, hey, I see Mr. Mike as a father figure or an older brother or whatever. I don't want to necessarily put a label on the situation, on the relationship, older brother, father figure, whatever. I just want to provide for them the opportunity to say, hey, if I'm going through something, like I know there's an outlet. If not with him, then somebody he knows, or with one of the other advisors or volunteers or anything like that. Like there is an outlet provided through this program. So I just want to provide a family atmosphere for these kids, an educational and familial atmosphere. So when Gary said that, and I'll wrap it up here, when Gary said that, I was like, this is what I want my program to be known for. I want it to be a family. So now I'm thinking of different ways that I can create family, and build the brand and be able for them to see each other as family. So that is my next step. Guys, if you, I would love for you guys to help me out in my program. Just give me a comment. If you DM me on Instagram at Micah_DB, MICAH_DB, or if you provide a voice message through the Anchor platform, or if you find me on Facebook at Who Stole My Future, if you find me on LinkedIn at my name, Micah D. Barnes, I'm looking for advice from you. I'm looking for advice on how I can create a more familial atmosphere in my youth program. Do say. So I just listened to the first part of this episode, and already some ideas came to me, and a couple ideas that I have that are already in place and some additional ones that I want to. So some of the ones that are already in place is I've asked one of my most active parents to form a group that she has affectionately called the Superheroes. And it's a group of parents, kind of like a booster club, but it's a group of parents that come together and do just a lot of fun activities throughout the year. It's beneficial for the parents, it's beneficial for the program, and so far it's worked really well. Parents like it, I'm on board with it, I love it. So that's one idea. And a second idea that I literally just came up with this, but I'll toss it off of you guys. I'll toss it, bounce off some of my parents and whatever. But we kind of take a break during the summer just because there are a lot of other programs and camps and things that the kids do during the summer, trips and all of that. So it's hard to really provide consistent programming. So we take a break during the summer. But once they get back in school, once everybody gets settled in, I want to do something called maybe a family reunion that we do every year. And it's bringing kids, it's an invitation, just like a family reunion. It's an invitation for current members, past members, and prospective members to really get to know each other in a fun atmosphere and also see the things that we've done in the past. The trips that we've gone through, the experiences that we've had, the crazy times that we've had, the laughs we shared, even the more harder experiences, the tough times that we've shared, the frustrations and all of that, just so we can kind of reminisce and relive it. And also so newcomers can come in and say, wow, this really is a family, and really provide for them a sense of community and a sense of belonging. And then from the program aspect, it helps grow the program and grow a family atmosphere. So those are two ideas, one already in place and one that I'm thinking about putting in place once I bounce that idea off of parents and the kids and other people who have done this longer than I have. So tell me what you think about those two. If you like them, hate them, whatever. Again, send me a DM. That's the best way to contact me on Instagram, Micah_DB, MICAH_DB, or through the Anchor platform, send me a voice message. Do say. I absolutely love what I do, no matter if I'm doing it inside the after school program that I typically have, or whether I go outside the doors of the building and minister and reach out and give some encouraging words to youth in the city. I love what I do, no matter where I do it. So if you are in a similar situation, I'm the team coordinator at a local YMCA. If you program events, if you are a coordinator, if you're a director, if you lead a group of young people and guide them through this world, whether it's speaking or whether it's activities, I would love to hear from you. Hit me on Instagram. I'm at Micah_DB, MICAH_DB. And I would go to the DM. I'd love to talk to you and just see what you do. It's really just a think tank. I take some of your ideas and you take some of mine. So hopefully that others in our similar situation can benefit.